So Twitter was, first of all, Twitter was hilarious. This entire, from Friday, well, I think, I'm gonna say from Thursday on to today, you know, there's this one picture I posted on my story. Saweetie, you know, she posed up on the Bentley, and then it's a picture of her and her Birkins, and a girl at Lil Sexy Thug tweeted, collected them free gifts and did the dash. IKDR. I know that's right.
She gonna run away when it gets on.
So I took to my story, and I did a poll. Roughly about 50 people responded. I did it literally like 3 hours ago. So the fellas want to know one thing. The Birkins and the Bentley, it ain't matter at all. 20% said yes, it did matter. 80% say no, it didn't matter. Mark, your thoughts.
Well, the question is, what matters most? And like I said, that depends on what that person values.
What matters most?
What truly should matter is your chemistry, your vibe with somebody, the respect that y'all have for each other.
Okay.
You know, caring about somebody, wanting to see them as they best. So that's what should truly matter. But you know, we're human. We're of the flesh. We want nice things. We all want nice things. I'm going to tell y'all niggas, it's your money. I don't count niggas' pockets. But stop buying wife gifts for girlfriends. Like, you can still do nice shit for your girl, but stop buying wife gifts for girlfriends. Because if you got to be petty enough to take something back, that means you over-gifted. You OG'd. You over-gifted.
You OG?
That's a wife gift.
You didn't OD, but you said you owe.
You OG'd.
You OG'd.
You buying property and rentals from some joint you just started dating off the gram. Just because that's energy.
Okay.
Dumb energy. You look stupid. Them bags not going to keep coming like that.
They not.
Them royalties getting lower.
They are.
Life is changing.
It is.
The bookings are lower.
They are.
Y'all niggas got to stop OGing.
Stop OGing.
You can show energy. The problem is y'all niggas don't know how to be yourself. You can show energy. Energy is not just always through extravagant purchases. If you actually listen to some what she be talking about that she's interested in, then that's, you know, that's even something that you won't even be upset with.
We giving these niggas too much.
If y'all break off,
we giving these niggas way
too much. If shit end, but she been wanting to, like, you know, that helped her with her business or this or that, but y'all buying houses and properties for people that ain't your wife? Because women super reserve what they do until they got a husband. Y'all niggas we've been taught, or y'all been pressured to think y'all doing husband shit for girlfriends.
So a friend of mine, she hopped in my DMs, responding to the allegations and the memes and everything that I've just been, you know, I'm gonna calm down after Monday. You know what I'm saying? It's really none of my business, but it's definitely entertaining. And it's things that need to be addressed within our generation. Just so we can be better off alone in the future of our own love escapades and endeavors. Do you feel like Quavo is an Indian giver? She said, how you f*** up and get mad and take the I'm sorry gift back? CornyNigga.com.
Well, because the I'm sorry gift at that level is supposed to hold you for at least 2 or 3 months. She returned it before it was of value. She cut things off before it matriculated to its actual value.
I got another DM.
Ain't what I would do, but also wouldn't do the first part.
That's true.
Wouldn't lease a $15,000, $20,000 a month truck for a girlfriend. A girlfriend.
And that's another thing. Offset was trending this entire weekend because if Offset got Cardi back, then, you know, Sweetie should wait for Quavo. Like, everybody compared it to Offset. Yo, to my knowledge, not to our knowledge, Offset and Cardi B are married, right?
They have a child.
That's a different structure.
There's investments that aren't cars.
That's a different league of attachment.
That aren't gifts.
That's a different. You can't compare that. You can't compare that at all. Another DM from another Nubian queen.
And I'm gonna say also this. Cardi was kind of already cloudy when her and Offset were talking.
Okay.
Offset didn't start talking to her when she was on TV. She was kind of already out there. Quavo and Saweetie started. Saweetie was kind of. So it was advantageous. And I know people like that still doesn't excuse. Nothing excuses cheating. But you'll allow certain things if it's advantageous to your rise. Mm. And then they'll dip if that foundation ain't good.
So I feel like men don't think their betrayal doesn't feel the same to women's. Like, okay, I'ma cheat and hurt you. But once you publicize that you're single and I'm the enemy, I'll start to gaslight. I'm looking at it from a woman's point of view. And you repossessing a car, it ain't hurting me, my nigga.
So she shouldn't be upset. Everybody in the comments saying, oh, she bad, had money, she got money, so she can go get her own. And then that way it's no attachment. I think as a woman, she would want that. If she as bossy as she is, you know, break free, nigga, take the car back. I don't want to drive around and it still smell like Dior Sauvage.
Baccarat.
Baccarat, whatever you was wearing to go pick up the other bitches. Whatever, listen, just cut it loose. Sweetie good. Or is she? That's the question.
And so now.
Sometimes it's pain. It's pain in the post.
And so now, what I want everybody to realize is that everything that's been said on the internet, that you've read, that you've laughed at, that you maybe probably felt bad for on both sides, and everything that we're actually saying, we're sharing accounts and narratives based off our own experiences. But the reality is that. Everything that you see, you don't see the whole picture. We don't know what it's like to sustain.
Please stop calling people goals.
Yo, we don't know what it's like to sustain Saweetie as a partner. You don't know what it's like to sustain Quavo Mama as a partner. You don't know. We really don't know. We're really making our own, you know, we're guilty of it all, but we're making our own judgments on other people's relationships. And I seen a very interesting tweet that said, stop idolizing celebrity relationships because they regular just like us and getting played just like us.
We be having 2 and 3 and 4 boyfriend, girlfriend, partners the past year or two. Why do y'all think celebrity shit just is supposed to just cement? Just cause it's bread? Hell no, it's not with you nosy motherfuckers in their business. My shit don't get posted on Shade World.
Talk about it.
My shit would be done if it was.
Both bars.
Yeah, like.
What?
And then, it ain't the money either. Man. The money doesn't make a relationship stronger. It just makes the apology gifts better. That's it. My apology is way crazy. Yo, baby, I fucked up. Let's go to Hawaii. Yo, all right. I need to pack something. We'll buy stuff there.
Same day.
Compared to if a nigga is in a hey, when I get my check this weekend, let's go bowling. You know I love bowling, Terrence.
Terrence.
I love bowling. Okay. They go through the same thing. They have, like, I don't know why. They as do. Soon as y'all they see do. Somebody coupled up, it's like,
they do.
Oh, they celeb. They just supposed to be forever. I think you're crazy.
I mean, like I said, we weren't gonna be here before you guys were on. We just needed to have this open transparency moment to just unpack the reality of.
Really, Jay wanted to.
I had left that energy alone.
The thing about me is I'm somewhere and then I move from it. I break from it.
No, we had a whole rant the other night on the phone.
Yeah, but
like,
I had
nah,
a whole
we,
thing
we,
on
we
the
pulling
night.
The cameras.
I was on
guy.
My story. I posted Tequila Thoughts. And I took them down. But so, I left the other one.
Thank you for joining me in this quick fireside chat, my brother.
Yeah, I feel my ends wits. On my wits end.
For a final word for tonight's fireside chat. To all of you out
sexy
there
music.
That might be in a situationship dealing with a significant other, summer is near. It's going to be a very long summer, especially coming out of
a year of lockdown, Game of Thrones quarantine. Reference.
Summer is near.
Summer is near. Be careful out there.
Keep your wits about you. Final word, a final statement. Breakups are okay. Sometimes your elevation comes from separation. Take care.
Back to the streets.
Thank you for zoning in, and then. Go ahead, subscribe. You can comment and like. Go on and tell a friend. It's almost time to show you what I do. It's such a vibe, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm just like you, so I invite you to J. Murphy and Friends. J.A.E. Murphy and Friends.
It all makes sense. Starting to all make sense.
It came to this.
The first day of spring, but today, yesterday, and here we are. Just dealing with an array of emotions. Multiple array of emotions. I think this is gonna be a long summer. Will it be icy? I don't know. I don't know. But
it'll be an icy and hot.
Icy hot. Icy hot. It's a lot of dislocated feelings going on right now.
Y'all know what we're talking about. It's something in the water.
It's a lot. I mean,
it's something in the air, and it ain't a virus.
It's definitely not that.
There's no vaccine for heartbreak.
My brother, thank you for joining with me in this emergency.
Jada dragged us out for
this emergency.
Episode.
He said we had conversation.
So we had to.
So let's just get right to it. this all stemmed from, I want to say, Victor Cruz and Krujci.
Tough.
You know, who else do we have?
Y'all called them goals. Finally, somebody who really cares and loves for her. Next.
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
Y'all ain't really like that, so y'all probably happy about
that.
Yeah. He should have got him a quick. Okay.
You know, our favorite Caucasian comedian, actor, you know, Gary Owens.
G.O.
Yeah. Had a lifetime pass to the
lifetime
cookout.
Membership to the cookout.
His wife, you know, a Nubian queen. She just filed for divorce in
LA. I think
they've
been together about 18 years.
Yeah.
So that might just be some actual shit, not some industry celebrity shit.
You know.
Is it the panty?
I don't know. Divorce rates definitely did go up high at the beginning of the pandemic. I think people just had to be in the same room.
People not used to having to be around.
They had to sit with their baggage. They had to sit with a lot of things that never got talked about.
Work was the escape. They claimed they hated it. It was the escape.
The escape. Hold on. It's one more. It's a lot more, but okay, we don't know if this is true, but we're going to talk about it. Your man's Derrick Jackson. the relationship.
Now listen. Hold on. I know who I watch.
Hold on.
That boy KS, Kev Sams, told y'all.
Mm-hmm.
These people don't be living their platform. He tell y'all, ladies, don't never settle. Don't never accept. And he was knocking down a whole joint in the same bed he sleep with his wife in.
So. And now we have reached the climatic volcano eruption of, you know, the millennial goals.
Mm-hmm.
Quavo and Saweetie, what's that?
Sweetie.
You hear me? However you pronounce it, I don't really know. But I just want to I heard the news, and I just want to take a second to serenade you, my queen. Baby, smile today, cause I'm not gonna make Quavo mistakes. I can love you better. You hear me? Light work, something light.
And you know, the internet is still having a field day. That's why we're having this emergency fireside chat, conversation, dialogue. We just want to unpack and just have an honest conversation about what we're all experiencing with this, you know, millennial breakup. It's twofold, it's two sides. We're not gonna be long today. But ladies, I feel
what
your
they
pain.
Say, I won't be before you long.
We won't at all. Ladies, I feel your pain. Fellas, I'm with you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, period.
Nah. Mark, me and Mark had a conversation which sparked this conversation for you guys. And you know, Mark said some interesting things about the type of energy that you put out for the type of man that you claim or declare or verbally manifest, mm-hmm. you know, that you want. You know?
You post your checklist on your memes and your story,
mm-hmm.
but you live to attract a different type of man.
Mm.
Your lifestyle is showing that you want somebody else.
Okay.
But it's cute to put on the story, I wish I could come home to, you don't come home. What you mean you wish you could come home to? You stay out till 3.
Mm.
You're not ready to come home.
Mm.
Cause that's gonna be hard for you to break instantly.
Mm.
It's a habit, it's freedom. That's the point of being single. So be careful what you wish for, but also be ready for what you wishing for. You want Birkins, you talking this Bentleys? A car can get repossessed.
Oof.
Love came. Mm. That's what I'm saying.
I appreciate those words.
Listen, Mark. I get it. Listen, to all my niggas that all you take pictures with all your EDD money up your sleeve, it's gonna attract birds. It's gonna attract women that do wanna go shop. Talk about, man, they all about the, all they care about is the bread. You have $800 up your sleeve, and you know you owe rent. You deferring rent, you acting up on the unemployment. The stimmy is gone by now.
The stimmy is done.
How you already blew your stem?
The stimmy is blown, bro.
You didn't get the studio equipment you wanted to. And you think, oh, babe, where's Ab? She gonna do it. So, fellas, if all you doing is doing this and showing pictures of this and that, you gonna attract that type of woman.
So, Mark, what about, so we...
That's my thoughts.
We took to the internet. We also said, ladies, as a man...
Where's Ab?
I'm telling you, a man is gonna approach and court you based on what he sees that you glorify or value. Basically what he just said. Mm-hmm. However, to the I want both crowd,
yeah.
Mark proceeded to say, shut up.
Shut your mouth.
Shut up.
Please.
Cause you ain't got neither, and your mama didn't either. And sometimes settling is healthy. Know your market. No, hashtag
what you
know
think,
your market.
What you think you're settling for is actually your market value.
Hashtag respect your situation.
Can
you open
like
up on that
nice.
Side?
I mean, it's the same. Listen, I always put it to myself, so too, you gotta respect your situation. And you know, you gotta, what else I said? Know your value, know your worth. People be tying up know your worth, but you gotta really test it on the market.
Mm.
You might think your house is worth 1.5. The neighborhood is terrible.
Mm.
No, you need new upgrades. Your appliances are old. You know, it's one thing to know your worth, but you gotta match it up somewhere else. You know, respect your situation. Mm. I know I'm not 6'5", but I also ain't 5'5".
Come on.
I know I don't live in a $10 million house, but I also got my own place, baby. I don't have a roommate. So stop telling me about my house when you have a roommate. You know, this fucking. But still.
So.
It's just about, but I know where, to, as you get a, as you play in the league more, you know where to shoot. You know your mid-range.
If you're not Steph Curry range, why would you even go there?
Because Steph knows he's not, he doesn't work in the paint. Mm. You see, he don't go in there.
Okay.
So that might be the big booty okay. thick joints that okay. y'all niggas like.
Okay.
Steph
okay.
don't go in there. He shoot from outside.
Outside.
Just a nice, you know, okay. feminine around the way woman. You know, you get in that paint, it's ugly.
It gets real.
The Cash App request is coming in.
The same day.
The trip is requested.
The same weekend.
Or she gonna go with her girls.
You're gonna have to pay for that.
Or them other niggas is. And what can you say? Cause y'all not really together. Like, so just instead of doing that, just know where your shot is. Know where your strength is. Keep your percentages high. I shoot where I know I need to shoot, you know?